host, Katrina Cavanaugh. I Am Wisdom is all about the connection between mind work and energy work, spirituality, and finding easy, everyday ways to heal your life. Katrina Cavanaugh is a qualified therapist and one of Australia's leading intuitives and spirituality coaches. Katrina will be taking your calls and bringing you some special guests. Settle in, relax, and enjoy the healing on I Am Wisdom with Katrina Cavanaugh on Om Times Radio.
Hello, hello, it's Katrina Cavanaugh here, and you're listening to I Am Wisdom here on Om Times Radio. Well, how are you going? How has your week been? It's been, gosh, as usual, a very, very busy week for me. I've begun a very interesting process of detoxifying my body of sugar and all processed sugar and basically a lot of natural sugars as well, so just leaving a couple of pieces of fruit a day in my diet. And look, I've been blogging about the journey, so if you want to pop along to katrinacavanaugh.com, you'll find a little story about my journey so far. It's quite hysterical, really. I crack myself up, really. So I'm grateful to say that I can see the funny side of it, but it's been interesting. My mind is certainly in a process of detoxifying. I can really feel it. I can feel the headaches. I can feel the fogginess. And just today is my first semi-clear day. And so, you know, I'll keep you posted. But I have to say that I'm really looking forward to experiencing that feeling of a body that is, or a mind that is completely clear. So how has your week been? We've got an amazing guest on today's show. Today, the show is all about the clarity process. And to speak about the clarity process, we have my special guest, Serenity Raven-Wolf. Now, Serenity is a fellow Australian. So I met Serenity, but interestingly, I met Serenity through a contact that I had, or a person that I knew over in the United States. So isn't that amazing? You know, we're just living in this very big but very small world where I can reach out to someone in the United States. They then reconnect me with someone back here in Australia. So I love it. I love the way it works. I love the way the energy of it works. It's fantastic. So through meeting this beautiful woman in the United States of America who works in the area of PR and publicity, she then guided me back or introduced me to Serenity here in Australia. And it's been really, really lovely. So let me tell you a bit about Serenity, and then we can get on to talking about what today's topic is all about. Serenity lives in the beautiful state of Queensland in Australia. It's a very warm, lush place to live. She is the missionary of divine love, and for more than 30 years, Serenity has been living, teaching, and promoting consciousness through all forms of media. She's the company CEO, Divine Love Relationship. Sorry, she is a company CEO. She's a divine love relationships expert. She is a speaker, best-selling co-author, and the magazine editor of One Magazine. Or One Mag, as she refers it. Now, that's how I originally met with Serenity. It was first to say hello, but then the next thing that happened was I was very fortunate that Serenity's published a couple of my articles in her magazine, One Mag, and it's a great mag. She has some really good talent, really good experts that are featured in that magazine, some of the world's leading thought leaders, as well as many, many other people who may not be recognized as being one of the world's leading thought leaders yet, but they have a really important and special and powerful message to share. So she's a person who's able to connect with the thought leaders and then connect with the right people to bring the right information to her readers of One Magazine, or One Mag, sorry. So as a sensitive, intuitive empath, Serenity has a gift to conversationally facilitate the shift of perceived stuck energy so that all of your dreams and desires can show up as if by magic, okay? So I'm going to begin by welcoming you to the show, Serenity. Welcome.
Hello, hello, beloved Katrina. May I say to you and your readers, I love you, I love you, I love you. Thanks for having me on.
You're very, very welcome, Serenity. And I love that you share lots of love around. It's beautiful. And, you know, I've had, for our listeners, I've had, you know, several conversations. I've actually been through one of a couple of times now, Serenity's process, and it's a really amazing, liberating process to go through. What do we call that process again? The process, the facilitation process where you do assist people to shift their stuck energy?
Really got a name for it. Maybe we'll just call it the Serenity Facilitation.
Yes, it's amazing. It's amazing. So anyone who's looking for that, I would encourage you to go along to Serenity's website to find out more information about that. So before we get on to the show, the topic of today, Serenity, I always like to begin and then also end the show with how people can get connected to you. So what is the best way? How can people find you?
Yeah, as you've mentioned, the one mag that I lovingly call it, first, all issues that I've ever created in the last 2 to 3 years are currently free at the moment because I was divinely guided to do so. I say for a limited time, and the time limitation is when God tells me otherwise.
Okay, well, that's the best way to be, isn't it?
Exactly. So if anyone would like to have a look at the magazine you were speaking of, they can have access to all issues so far. That's onemag.biz, onemag.biz. And I've just created my new website for my personal name. So that would be serenityravenwolf.com, SERENITYRAVENWOLF.com.
Wonderful. And I must say, I had a look at your website, Serenity, and it is one of the most stunning, visually stunning websites I've seen for a very long time. And, you know, we're all online all the time and we're always getting a lot of almost, you know, saturated with imageries and colors. But when I clicked onto your website, I immediately loved the compilation of colors. It's a very unique style you've got there. And the artwork is stunning. The artwork is stunning. So let's get on to today's show. Let's get on to the topic because, you know, you and I could chat away and the time would pass and we wouldn't have talked about anything about clarity. So let's
That's what we do, right?
That's what we do. So let's explain to our listeners why might they need the clarity process? What are some of the signs that people might have in their life that they have a need to engage in what you refer to as the clarity process? What might be happening for them?
What might be happening would be you have desires for things or relationships or your life to be a certain way or whatever that is for you, and it's not showing up.
Mm-hmm. And that can happen.
That'd be the first sign. And you're having the desire and you're working. Sometimes you could even be working your butt off trying to bring it into your life, but it's not showing up, and only what shows up in your life is only ever what's in vibrational alignment with where you're at, what you're doing. And I have this loving little saying that I say, unless you have clarity, like truly know what you want, have clarity around what it is, you're just like a piece of lint floating around on the winds of the universe.
Yes, I read that in the information you sent through. I love that way of describing the process. It's amazing. But that's true, isn't it? Because you're just floating, energetically just floating along with nothing concrete almost. Is that what you're meaning by that?
Yeah, and I liken it to the – if you use a metaphor, and if you liken the clerk in a store trying to help you when you go to buy something as the universe. So you walk into a store and the clerk says, "May I help you today, ma'am?" You said, "Yes, I'd like a gift for my friend, thank you." And the clerk says, "Awesome, what would you like?" And you said, "I don't know." And then they ask you a series of clarifying questions. There's that word clarity again. So he can help you, be clear to help you. And to every question the clerk says, you say, "I don't know." Eventually, what's the clerk going to do? From all our experience, they're going to say, "Well, how about we've got lots of things in the store. How about you browse around, see if you can find something you like. And if you have any questions, I'm just over there." And in their mind, they're thinking, helping that person over there who seems to know what they want.
Yes.
And then you walk out of the store feeling really disappointed, wasting maybe 5 minutes to 3 hours or 5 hours of your time walking. Walk out feeling, "I still didn't get a gift from my friend. Now I have to keep looking for a gift to my friend." And you walk out begrudgingly. Had you had a vague idea even of what you wanted for your friend, even the color? "Oh, they actually like birds. Awesome. What color? Well, they like pink and purple. Oh, I've got this lovely pink and purple vase over here. Would you like to? Oh, my friend would love that. You can be out of this 5 minutes.
Yeah, and that's so true, because there are so many people out there who are wandering around, and within their very being, they're feeling not at ease. You know, they're feeling not okay. They're doing what they were told to do, which is work really, really hard. You know, put in the hours, and they are also, but they're not content. They're not happy with what's going on in their life. They know they want more, but they don't really know what that is. What the more is. They know they just want to feel better and more happiness and or more, you know, that kind of thing. But it's very, very vague. And I see this all the time in my everyday life, really, because a lot of the clients that I have coming to me, they've got clarity. They have much more clarity, or certainly a little bit of clarity. Whereas, you know, in your everyday life, when you're wandering around, you meet with people and you just see how lost people are. And for people like you and I, who are, you know, very focused on being very clear and very aware of the importance of being clear and all that kind of stuff, we don't, you know, I think sometimes the way we live ourselves, we forget that other people aren't exactly living that way. You know, that they're kind of wandering around out there without that clarity. But there is an abundance of people who are doing that. If only they knew. So I'm really mindful, Serenity, that we are coming up for a break in about just less than 60 seconds or so. But so what I would like to do in that time is, when we get back from the break, the first thing I want to talk to you about is, what is the clarity process? So if we could begin to describe that, that would be fantastic. In the meantime, you're giving a wonderful, wonderful giveaway, an absolute free giveaway of the Clarity Process 11-page workbook. Now, can you tell me just quickly, if we can get it in before the break, why you're giving that away? Why are you giving that away?
Because I know that it doesn't take a lot, and if you only even get a little bit of clarity, just tweak what you're doing just a little bit, some of what you do desire will start showing up in your life.
Love it. Love it. Stay with us, everyone. We're going for a break. And when we get back, we're going to be talking to Serenity, who has very, very good expertise in helping all of us to get clear and use the clarity process to bring about that which we desire.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting to your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are and help you realize the innate potential you have to heal every aspect of your life. So come heal yourself every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern, with your host, Monica Goyal. Namaste.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Katrina Kavanagh here on I Am Wisdom. Oh, I'm sorry, what am I saying? On Om Times Radio, my show, I Am Wisdom. Today we're talking to a wonderful guest, Serenity Ravenwolf, and we're talking about the clarity process. So welcome back, Serenity.
I'm back. Thank you for having me.
Oh, that's fine. Let's begin by sharing with our listeners, what is the clarity process exactly?
Thank you for asking. I love that question and I love sharing the answer to that. The clarity process is a very simple two-step process. Step one is get the information out of your mind and your being, which I call the brain dump. That's just get it out. That means totally take any of your filters off. It doesn't matter if it's perceived as a positive, what you do desire, or negative, what you don't desire. It's about just getting it out of your being. I highly suggest pushing through what I call two brain blocks. Mm-hmm. A brain block is when you like feel like you hit the wall energetically and you go, there's nothing left. When you push through, just go away. Find something else to do. Come back again later, whether it be 5 minutes later, go for a walk, come back tomorrow, next week, whatever. Just come back later. Because I find once you can push through at least two of those, the deeper down you're getting to the more unconscious gems of the information of what truly is feeding your soul. And this whole process is about finding what does feed your soul, what feels good and what feels your soul. And about being true to you and understanding what your, you know, deal breakers and stuff are. So the first process is you do your brain dump. Mm-hmm. Once you've done your brain dump and pushed through at least two brain blocks, then you have two columns that you're writing that in. If it's what you don't desire, you just write it in the left column. And I have all these worksheets in the workbook when you download it.
Mm-hmm.
And the right column is the what you do desire. Well, you don't need to do anything else with the what you do desire because it's already worded in the what you do desire. Okay. And, you know, what you're looking for, if it's a person you're trying to attract in your life, a best friend or your soulmate, you'll be writing specific traits in there and what you like and what you dislike. And now the second part of step one is when you've finished your brain dump, you go through and you reword what you don't want by simply asking one little simple, powerful question. So what do I desire?
Yes. Yes, informed by that.
That's all you need to do because you're not giving it any – when you're brain dumping, you're not giving it any energy, tension and focus. You're just dumping it. And often we can find what we don't like way easier than what we do like because what we doesn't feel good to us only ever shows up as contrast of analysis. That's all it is.
Mm.
Give it no more attention, energy, and focus to know that some other than if something shows up, it's either showing you who and what you aren't or what you do and don't desire and what does or doesn't feed your soul. That's it.
So like a really good – I'm just thinking of an example of that for me. Like an example of that may be, you know, someone – a person shows up in your life, right, and they have an experience either through a friendship or a business transaction or something like that where they don't necessarily treat you very well. And it might be as subtle as – you know, some passive aggressive comment that you're not sure of, but either way you have that yucky feeling in your belly that something wasn't quite right. Or it might be something that's really obvious as a blatant, you know, set of cruel words or, you know, something really horrible like that. So you can use that then, right, to then look
Absolutely.
At that situation and flip it around and go, well, thank you very much, lovely person,
and
for that
when,
experience.
When I'm even starting the clarity process, mm-hmm. I leverage off everything the universe sends my way.
Yes.
So, and I've used this process to manifest my dream home.
Wow.
I not only wasn't even thinking of moving,
mm-hmm.
I went two jump price rises in it. I went from a $329,000, we sold it for $329,000 dump.
Yep.
To move into a house worth $875,000.
Goodness me. So how?
I moved into it within a month.
Wow.
And I was even in it 4 weeks before settlement date.
Wow.
And even before the bank had gone unconditional on the loan, the conveyancing solicitor, I've never seen this in all my career. How the hell did you pull that off?
Wow, this is phenomenal, Serenity. So tell me, what did you do? What was your clarity process around that?
Well, home? We started writing. We just, number one, getting clarity. We wrote our lists of what we did desire in a house. Because first of all, we played what I call the millionaire game. And I love the millionaire game, whether mm-hmm. it's a car you want or a house or a fancy dress, whatever. We had nothing to do one day while we were on holidays and it was raining and we couldn't go to the beach up the Sunshine Coast. So we rang real estate agents. There was, you know, the coffee table books, magazines, and there was all these expensive $2.8 million houses up at the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah.
So I said, oh my God, Andy, let's play the millionaire game. And I got excited like a kid, right? So he said, oh, you're not going to play. Oh, whatever. So I pick up the phone and say, hello, my name is Serenity. My husband and I are here from the UK and we're on holidays. We'd like to look through this $2.8 million house that you have here in this magazine because we're thinking of moving here. So we got these real estate agents taking us through the houses.
Wow.
And we're taking photos for our vision board of us being in these houses. But the great point that we got out of that is these houses were $2.8 million and they weren't ticking off lists that we knew even knew off the top of our head. You know, where's the fourth room? Where's our guest room?
Mm.
Where's our office? Because we both work from home.
Yes.
Where's this? Where's the internet connection that we both need because we both work online?
Yes.
Because my husband's a computer scientist. I'm going, this house is worth $2.8 million. It's not worth 5 cents to me.
Mm. Isn't that interesting?
Personally. So that was a really key point that I learned. So what we did is we went home then and we actually wrote our list, went through the process that I'm showing you and what we do or don't touch today, the workbook will pick up where what holes we've missed.
Yep.
And give you the forms that I used. And within weeks of even just doing that, because we had no intentions to move for at least 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Andy had this inkling because we've got this 240 meter by 240 meter, something like 8 feet, I think it is, in feet and inches. It's huge. And we've got this huge doona and he needed to wash it. So he needed the bigger machines in the laundromat. So he went to, off he goes to the laundromat, bored sitting there waiting for them to wash and dry. So there's the local newspaper, picks it up, looks at the real estate section, two houses. One's in the next up price range, about 600,000. The next one's 875. And we hadn't long ago played the millionaire game with the $2.8 million houses.
Mm-hmm.
So he's so awesome, comes home. We ring the real estate agent. They said, oh, that 600,000 one's just gone to contract. I can't show you that. So I thought, oh, let's play the millionaire game. Let's see what an $875,000 house gives you compared to the $2.8 million ones. So could we have a look at that, please? Sure. So we went and had a look at it. We walked through. Oh, my God. It ticked off everything on our list and then some.
Wow.
And it was only worth, now I had the contrast of analysis, it was only worth $875,000.
That's right.
Not $2.8 million with, you know, fees for,
And then what happened next?
Yeah, sorry. And then we went home and had to think about it because, you know, we weren't planning on moving and it was way outside of our price range and stuff and, you know, backs onto the lake and there's kangaroos often on my front lawn and koalas walk the streets and there's prolific bird life and we loved
Beautiful.
It. So all of that to me had to be worth something.
Yes.
So is it worth that much? So we talked to the real estate agent and I worked my magic at creating loving relationships
mm-hmm.
just by being my loving self. And mm-hmm. the real estate agent sort of, you know, fell in love with us. And he said, well, I believe you could get them down in price. So I said, well, how about you offer them this? And we got them down $50,000 in price.
Wonderful.
So I only got it for $825,000. And then we moved in really, really quickly. So all we did was did a brain dump.
Yeah.
Found out so what do I desire? And I find myself saying, if I ever would, the unconscious mind doesn't understand negations. So when you say to even to your children, don't slam the door and they slam the door, you actually really just told them to slam the door because their unconscious mind didn't hear the don't.
Yes, that's correct.
So if there's three words to cut out of your vocabulary, mm-hmm. unless you're using it to your advantage, knowing that the unconscious mind doesn't hear that,
mm-hmm.
cut don't, not, and no.
Don't, not, and no. No.
So okay. to start with, whenever I heard myself saying don't, not, or no, I'd stop myself, say in my mind, so what do I desire?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd say, please shut the door gently. Instead okay. of my girlfriend wonders why her kids listen to me and they don't listen to her. I say, because I ask them for what I do desire and not what I don't desire because they don't hear the don't, not, and no. Yeah. So when she says, Josh, don't run around the pool, he ignores her. When I say, Josh, honey, could you walk when you're around the pool? He stops and walks.
Yeah, that's true. It's very, very
– So. The universe is the same.
Yes. Yes.
So you just need to, it doesn't matter that you're giving attention on what you don't desire. Just don't give it too much of your attention. Recognize it's only contrast of analysis. And all you have to do is say, so what do I desire? And then give that your attention and gym focus. So all we're doing in step one is getting to the list column of all you do desire.
Yes, which is fantastic. So then once people have, and this list can be as big or as small as people want, correct?
I find the more detailed.
Yes.
That you are, and the more specificity.
Yes.
That you give. Like when I was attracting my soulmate, which I did, and I used this exact process to attract my soulmate.
Oh, beautiful. Well,
and I've used it to attract best friends, but I had this insane laundry list of what I desired and didn't desire. And by the end of the process, I was actually very pleasantly surprised at how much of my wish list was actually present. It's like I'd written a letter to Santa Claus of what I would have liked. Dear Santa, I'm looking for my soulmate. Could you please bring that to me as soon as possible? And this is what I'd like to be present in my soulmate gift. And Santa gave me, I reckon, at least 85% of my list.
Wow. 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 And so you, I mean, this is the stuff that when it shows up in your life, because, I mean, obviously I have my own experiences as well, when it shows up in your life, it almost becomes a little, like at first it's like, wow, but then it very quickly becomes your normal, doesn't it? You know, this way of living, this is actually a way of living this process.
And I've actually gotten so good at it, I don't even need to write the lists anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, you start
with that. I actually technically just wrap up that desire in like an energy bullet, and I shoot it up to the universe. And when it sends me something that, and we'll discuss after the next break, it's coming up to the next break, the simple part of stage two, but I say, nice try, universe. Thank you for trying me out to see if I'd be true to me. But that is a deal breaker, and this isn't on. Next.
Yep.
And then I go through it all with like the mindset, like take away your attachment. Go through it with the mindset of like it's an interview. There's no attachment to it with what shows up. And I leverage everything. When I'm looking for a person, the universe knows I'm looking. I'll look at an old 90-year-old man and I'll say, oh, that 90-year-old man was so gentle and kind. I like that trait.
So
I would like that trait present in my soulmate. So I'm going to write that down.
That's fantastic. So stay with us. We are talking with Serenity Raven Wolf. We're talking about the clarity process, the process that she's used herself to connect with her dream home and her soulmate. It's wonderful. Stay with us.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to I Am Wisdom here on Om Times Radio. I'm Katrina Kavanagh. I'm your host from all the way from wonderful Australia. And my guest today is another fellow Australian, Serenity Waite Raven-Wolf. And Serenity was, we were just talking about the clarity process. And this is a process that Serenity has crystallized for herself and developed herself and used in her own life to create things like her own dream home, really especially a soulmate connection and relationship with the fellow of her dreams, and good friends and many other many other things as well. So and so we were just reflecting, Serenity, on the first step of the process, and we were going to come back after the break and talk about what is the second process. So the first step is everyone's absolutely downloaded, I think you call it a brain dump, all their desires and really created a few lists about, or a list about, what is it that they're really wanting. What is the next step?
Yeah. So the just to wind up, the first step is about, yes, getting yourself to the clarity of what you do desire.
Yes.
And the list can be, the more specificity, the better. Like, it's like if you walk into a shop, the more you tell the clerk, the quicker he can find what you desire, so you can leave and go home and give the gift to your friend.
Mm.
So the second stage of the process is that information from the list of what you do desire. And in the workbook, I've got the three columns to put it into. There's not negotiable column, negotiable, and wish list.
So tell me about those definitions. Can you explain that to us?
Absolutely. Not negotiable are your deal breakers. These things, whether they be 10 of them or 1,000 of them, must absolutely be present or it's not on.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's one of those, these are the things that if you accept second best, you will over time end up having resentment and kick yourself for ignoring that point. Because over time, compound interest, it's more important to you then, and then you might end up hating the person you're with or hating the house that you're living in or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's about avoiding all of that. And it's all about the process of self-love, really, to bring that into it as well, because I love to love.
Yes, you do.
I do. I can't help it. I love me too. It's all about self-love because it's learning what feeds your soul.
That's right.
And the deal breakers are the things that absolutely have to be present for your soul to feel fed and for you to feel good. So that's pretty much what that is. And I find the universe tests you now and again to see if you're going to be self-love yourself and be true to yourself first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll send along something pretty damn perfect, but there's a pretty important not negotiable missing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just look up to the sky, run my little finger, go, nice try. Next.
Yeah.
So that's not negotiable column.
Okay.
The next column is negotiable. Now, that's things that are pretty important to you but are not necessarily deal breakers.
Okay.
As long as 75%, give or take, of what you write on that list is present in what you're bringing, magnetizing into your life, bringing about, you're a happy camper.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, mm-hmm. If all the deal breakers were met, you're a happy camper.
Yes.
If 75% of your deal breaker, your negotiable list is present, you're an even happier camper.
Yes.
You suddenly became the camp, whatever, the camp sunshine.
Yes.
And if you care in any form that one of those things needs to be there or not there, you may have underestimated just how important that point is to you, and you may like to renegotiate it up to a not negotiable.
Yes, that's correct. And you know that, don't you? I mean, I find when I'm doing this process that my version of this process is, as you're writing things down, it's like, this has to happen, and then you're writing something down and you know at a gut level, you know, really intuitively that if it doesn't happen, it's okay as long as this is there. So it's really getting clear, though. It's taking those feelings or those thoughts from our brain or in our gut and putting them on paper and putting them specifically in the column. And the more you write things down, you know, the more powerful it is. So I really like this technique. It's very, very good. And it's as powerful as it is simple, isn't it? It's wonderful.
So yeah, don't underestimate the power behind simplistic things. A lot of gurus, I find, I have a gift to simplify stuff. Yes. A lot of the gurus complicate it and make it sound really hard that, you know, you have to pay $1 million a year for their services to help you through all this. And that's just not the case.
Yes. Yes.
I'm actually here to teach you to fish and to teach you that it truly is simple and that you are the God, the creator, the star of your play every freaking day. What role are you setting yourself into? That's all.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
So the last one, the wish list, just to finish that off, the wish list is anything that you thought might have been just even cool to have experienced as a result to what you're trying to desire. Because if any of that list is present, you've just had cherries, icing, topping, coconut, everything on top of the already nice cake. And now you've just become the freaking supernova of the camp. But you and then behind all of that, you just add your burning desire. Give it your attention, energy, and focus. There is a power also to, and it's not necessary, but there is a power, and it's scientifically proven through a lot of the stuff that I've read, the power of hearing your own voice say things.
Yes.
Your story, your new dream life, and that would also be in alignment with reading your list. At least twice a day, if you can just read it at least once a day, read it as often as you can, because that's giving it your attention, energy, and focus.
Mm-hmm.
And to the degree that you do that, like how I got my house so fast is I had an insane burning desire to be here, to the point where I even – well, that's a whole other process, but I kind of even broke off an energy aspect of myself, and there was a part of me already living in that house.
Yes.
No one on this planet could have gotten this house out from under me because I was already living in it.
Yes.
It was mine and the universe knew it was mine.
And so is that about, you know, I guess some people might call that the power of visualization, but it's not though. It's something a bit deeper than that, isn't it?
Yeah. I yes and no. And yes, it is deeper.
Mm.
I'm sure we've all had, where no matter how old we are, even as a little kid, the stronger your burning desire and the stronger your persistence and determination to bring it about, to have it, the quicker it's happened.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all had at least one experience where we've manifested, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, I don't believe that I just made that happen.
Yes. Yes, countless.
The secret was exactly what I've just been speaking about here. You had clarity. You knew what you wanted. You had faith and believed that it would happen. You added your burning desire, persistence and determination behind it, and bam, you had it to the degree that you had that in the recipe.
Mm-hmm. That's how everything's happened in my life. I mean, just the phenomenal things, the phenomenal jobs and jobs with really bizarre conditions that you've never heard of before, and obviously relationships or improving relationships, and then and then, you know, all the wonderful opportunities that have come my way through, you know, the TV show and the book and all of that stuff, I really believe is, you know, powerful intentions or, you know, law of attraction, whatever word you want to use to describe it. So, but I know that, I just know how important the clarity process is. And this is the bit where people can get lost. So what happens now, Serenity? People have got their list. They've worked out their three categories within that list. They're speaking it each day. They're revisiting it. They're feeling the feeling and taking themselves off to the experience of actually, you know, living that life that they're creating for themselves. What else needs to happen at that point? You know,
a big part of that is, you know, they say in the law of attraction, living as if.
Mm.
Now, to me, living as if, the unconscious mind and the universe is very similar to the unconscious mind, doesn't really know the difference between pretending and actual reality.
Yeah.
And the language of the universe is feeling.
Yes.
And all the universe does is know how to say yes.
Yes.
And it's checking in every millisecond of every day until you draw your last breath and then some at how you're feeling. So it's about only doing things that make you feel good. Because that's the first great step of manifesting what you do desire. Because if you're walking around and allowing people to take advantage of you and no firm boundaries and you're focusing on what you don't want.
That's right.
It's like you're trying to manifest a brand new car. And the universe says yes, 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 yes. Because now you're giving your attention, energy and focus to like the clarity list. And you got clarity because you know exactly what you want. You know what color it is, what color the interior is, and the universe says yes, yes, because it loves to celebrate saying yes to what you do desire, because it loves to make you feel good.
Yeah,
though it only knows how to say yes.
Yes.
So then after a few weeks, because you know it started to dwindle and a lot of people in your life said, you know, you can't really have that Lamborghini, you know, you're only earning $10,000 a year, and then you start going, maybe I can't. You start bringing in doubt. You start losing belief, you start losing faith, your burning desires dwindling. Haven't we all had this experience? I know I have.
Yes, certainly.
Eventually, what are you now giving? You start then giving excuses why you need that new car. Well, you know, the old one keeps breaking down and, you know, the paint's peeling off and, you know, I keep jabbing myself and the window keeps falling out and the blinkers don't work. What are you giving your attention, energy and focus to now? That new car that a moment ago you had a burning desire for that the universe was saying yes, yes, yes to? Or are you giving your attention and your focus now to the old car in this metaphor? And then all the universe is doing what? It's saying yes, yes, yes. And then you say that law of attraction thing, it doesn't work.
And I think that I'm curious about that moment that you talk about where things change from that real great sense of holding that desire and believing to creating the reasons why. I love that little, I love when you said that. So it's that little shift that happens, little but profound shift where we focus on, it's almost like we feel we set off with desiring and then at some point we have to shift into justifying.
Yeah, and I sort of think we start out like a kid, a two-year-old says, I'm going to have two Olympic swimming pools for Christmas and Santa's going to bring them to me.
Yeah.
And then you say, oh, honey, I don't know if we can afford that. He says, I don't care. Santa's bringing me two Olympic swimming pools.
Yep.
And that we start out with that energy. That energy is powerful.
Yes.
Do you think in that moment that 2-year-old thinks for a second that that's not going to happen?
Yeah.
They truly believe with every cell in their being that Santa's going to bring them two Olympic swimming pools.
Fantastic. Now, we're going to continue this conversation and finish this conversation, sadly. Doesn't time fly? When we get back after this break, you're listening to I Am Wisdom here on Om Times Radio, and we're talking to Serenity Ravenwolf about the clarity process.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
This is Julie Geigel.
I'm Maggie Chula.
And I'm Catherine Glass.
And we're the Psychic Angel Channelers. Join us every week here on Om Times Radio for Angel Talk Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, you're listening to Katrina Kavanagh here with my special guest, Serenity Raven Wolf. And this is I Am Wisdom on Om Times Radio. And I just have to say that right now, outside my window, you may hear the rumblings of wonderful thunder. And there is a storm about to, well, I think it's not about to, I think we've got a storm coming here all the way down here, just an hour south of Sydney. What's the weather doing up there at the moment, Serenity, in beautiful Queensland? Is it sunny?
It's Queensland. What more can I say?
It's always
it's not. I look out my window, over my deck, over the lake, see the black swans and the new baby swimming in the lake, and I don't see a cloud. Oh, sorry, there's a tiny little puffy one on the horizon. Otherwise, it's a blue sky.
Wow. That's fantastic. Fantastic. We live in a beautiful, beautiful country with beautiful flora and fauna all around us. And obviously from your description earlier, your home is really, really situated in a beautiful place with lots of nature and wildlife around there. So before the break, we were just, you'd gone through the three steps of the process and you'd introduced the clarity process very well. What are some of the other things you think that, what are some of the takeaways that you would like people to hear from this conversation, Serenity? Like, if they take nothing else from this conversation, would they take, you know, one or two key points? What is it you're wanting people to know, do you think, about the clarity process?
How's what you've been doing so far working for you?
Mm.
I like to ask questions, you know that.
Yeah, you're a good question. Yeah, you do.
How has what you've been doing, living your life, the choices you've been making, how you've been doing it, how you've been showing up? And my favorite question is, how's that working for you?
Mm. That's right. That's right, because even though there are times when the patterns, the things that are not working for us, we just keep doing them. And some of that's because they're patterns, right?
Yes.
And we're coming, and it's coming from that very, very unconscious place. What else do you think is really, really important for people to know?
Well, if it's not working really, really well for you, I mean, are you willing to try something even just a little different? I mean, this process isn't that out there. And I know that it may sound like time-consuming and stuff where you've got to be writing lists and stuff, but I'd like to assure you that you don't have to always write it down. Well, as Katrina mentioned before, as it becomes your norm, you get really good at just having the thought and shooting it up. And how much do you desire to live your dream life?
Mm.
How much do you desire to even just live a slightly better life than you have today?
Mm.
Live a little bit. And it's not about getting to your dream house tomorrow when you're living in a tent.
Mm, that's right. That's right.
It's about, I mean, you and I would like to not let anyone think that that is impossible to have.
Mm.
If you follow the recipe and add a ton of burning desire, and Napoleon Hill that wrote the Think and Grow Rich and the Law of Success books in 1925, 1937, you know, these are the things that he speaks about. That is the recipe of success. These are the things that I've been speaking about that Henry Ford and Einstein, and he interviewed over 500 of the most wealthiest men of his times. And the recipe was the same. There were like 13 simple steps of which, you know, auto suggestion too. It's like, what are you saying to yourself constantly?
Mm-hmm. That's
you know,
right.
I could never have that. And it's all of this. This is these 13 points that are the recipe for success and that every wealthy person that he ever interviewed was doing the same things.
Mm. Yeah. So it's kind of like, you know, I think, for example, that point on what are we unconsciously thinking, you know, and or what are we not aware of you know, what are we not aware of that we're actually thinking, that's contributing to our experience right now, that is holding us back, that are blockages and limitations all at once. And to become aware of that is so important.
Indeed. And I'd like to also remind everybody that we all have choice. Mm. Like how too often, depending on what you're trying to desire, it might clash with your partner or your siblings or your grandmother or your parent or your boss or whatever. And so, oh, you know, they're a naysayer. And I said, well, cut them out of your life. Stop spending time with them. Because the only time I've ever brought about big things, everybody I knew were naysayers and were telling me that it was absolutely freaking a fantasy. So I need to get over it,
mm-hmm.
come back to real life and have a real relationship.
Yeah.
I stopped seeing those people. I just, it's smart. So it's, are you willing to do what it takes to live your dream life? I was. And that's the burning desire and the determination to have it. I stopped seeing everybody. Everybody who was in my life back in 2007 when I started this journey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm lucky to see hardly any of them anymore. I've stopped seeing my siblings. You can't do that. That's my mother and my brother. So are they in? Because to me, everything's about what's in energetic alignment, and that's it.
Yes, yes.
And I don't care. And I came here even as an adopted person to prove that family is a feeling and has zero to do with DNA.
That's correct. That's correct.
The most you are more my family.
Yeah.
Than a lot of my family because we're in energetic alignment.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm very happy to have you in my life.
Thank you, Serenity.
And I have no one else in my life, unless people are loving and supportive of my choices and decisions in life and the direction that I'm going, I don't have them in my life.
Mm. And I think, look, that's a whole other show I'd love to talk about, but it's a topic that I think I might have touched on at various times in the show because we do get caught up on, well, I'm related to this person, therefore I have a duty or an obligation to spend time with them and be with them.
I've driven otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. I mean, I've gone through in my life and there's been very, I like you, set some intentions about, you know, the kind of qualities I wanted in the people to have in my life. And I remember when I set the intention and I said to myself, well, by the time I've walked around, went for a power walk, by the time I've walked around the block two or three times, by the time I've returned back home, I've set in motion whatever needs to happen for those who are not in alignment with what I'm wanting. And it wasn't a big deal. It was that we have an equal relationship and that we treat each other well, that people are allowed to have some faults, but it's not, but it was an equal relationship. There was give and take. You know, I wasn't giving too much. I wasn't receiving that kind of thing. Mm. As I walked around, I knew exactly, including friends and family, who would fall away from my life. I knew it. And absolutely they did. And for me, I'm not connected to just because you're related to me, you get to be in my life, you know.
And I think, Katrina, too, it's about being okay.
Yeah.
That happening. Because to me, as you expand into the life of your dreams, becoming your true magnificence, becoming the magician and alchemist that you truly are,
mm-hmm.
these things that no longer serve you, that are out of vibrational alignment, will fall away.
They literally do.
Be okay. And if you need to cry to empty your bucket to grieve the ending of something, and the ending of something is a mini death,
correct.
Then do just that.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then send it love. And move on with excitement to the next evolution of your journey.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really powerful. And the other thing that's really important about that is that, you know, from the work I've been doing with death and dying, and you would know yourself from a spiritual consciousness and awareness, is that we only have, you know, with full consideration, we have many lives. In this lifetime, we only have the moment that we have now. So, you know, why would I don't get that 2 hours that I spend with that person that I don't really want to be with back in this.
So it might as well be spending the time with using that time with something that feels good and feeding your soul, right?
Absolutely, which you're drawing into your life through the clarity process. Now, I'm really mindful of the time. We've got a couple of minutes left, and what I want to make sure of is that the people who are listening to this wonderful show, either live or as a podcast, they've picked it up a bit later. I want to be sure that they know how to find you, Serenity, and they know how to find your beautiful free download of the booklet that goes with the clarity process. So can you tell our listeners how they can connect with you, please?
And by free gift, I mean free gift. No attachments, no ties, no sign up, because I hate it when people say it's a free gift.
Yes.
Sorry, I dislike it. And you have to sign up. You know, our details these days, I honor that they're considered a currency.
Yep.
And they're valuable to you. So it's totally a free gift. I created it because I love you, because I love you, have the process, and I love you with all of my heart. Now I'm getting teary to live your dream life.
That's right. And that's what we want for everyone, don't we?
Exactly. So how you can download the free gift book is my new website.
Yes.
SerenityRavenWolf.com. Okay. SerenityRavenWolf.com.
Yes.
And the booklet is at /, and it's the hash or the pound symbol, if that makes more sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
The exclamation mark, the word clarity, CLARITY, / A for apple, mm-hmm. the number 0, all in lowercase, of course, X for X-ray, T for tango, and S for Sierra.
Fantastic. So, and we will have that link. We will have that link up on, certainly on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ Katrina Kavanagh, KatrinaKavanaugh. So facebook.com/ Katrina Kavanagh. And then also on your Facebook page too, or Serenity, will we find it there?
If they download the booklet, the links to my Facebook are there. If you go to just SerenityRavenWolf.com, the links to my social media are there. I'd hate to take up the airways to give any more plugs than I've given you a direct link to get in contact with me, my website, the booklet. Further contact with me is there.
And look, I'll tell you now, even if the minimum you're looking for is to cast your eyes upon something really beautiful, I encourage you to go to Serenity Raven Wolf's website. It is absolutely stunning. It is visually pleasing to the eye. It's just gorgeous. I, for the first time, really set my eyes on it this morning and absolutely loved it. You've been listening to Katrina Kavanagh and my special guest, Serenity Raven Wolf, here on Om Times Radio. Namaste, have a great week, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.